NASA has confirmed the closure of 3 key offices and the elimination of 23 positions as part of an ongoing workforce reduction initiative under an executive order issued by the Trump administration. The affected offices include the Office of Chief Scientist, the Office of Technology, Policy and Strategy, and the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility, DEIA, branch within the Office of Diversity and Equal Opportunity. In a statement released on Monday, a NASA spokesperson explained that the layoffs are part of the agency's compliance with the Trump administration's directive to optimize government operations and reduce costs. A small number of individuals received notification today they are part of NASA's Reduction in Force, RIF. Those employees may opt for voluntary early retirement or complete the reef process, the spokesperson said. The Office of Chief Scientist, which advises NASA's leadership on scientific programs, and the Office of Technology, Policy and Strategy, which was created to provide evidence-based advice, have both been central to the agency's operations. The DEIA branch was responsible for advancing diversity and inclusion efforts across the agency. Catherine Calvin, NASA's current chief scientist, is among those impacted by the cuts. The position has been a central advisory role within NASA for decades, though it was temporarily eliminated between 2005 and 2011. NASA's acting administrator, Janet Petro, informed employees about the closures in an email on Monday, stating that the move aligns with the Trump administration's efforts to streamline the federal bureaucracy, including cuts to space-related departments. The agency's policy and diversity offices are the latest to be affected by these efforts, which have been driven in part by Elon Musk's advocacy for government efficiency. This restructuring follows a broader trend in federal agencies, with other departments such as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, also experiencing significant layoffs. Recently, 23 employees from NOAA's Office of Space Commerce were let go, though some were reinstated after pushback. Additionally, reports suggest the Trump administration plans to cut funding for NASA's science programs by up to 50% in the next fiscal year, a move that could severely affect the agency's long-term research and exploration goals. NASA's future remains uncertain as more workforce reductions and changes are expected in the coming weeks. The upcoming budget request from the Trump administration will likely provide further insight into the future direction of the space agency.